No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river and he's not the same man. There's a universal law. Nothing remains static. Everything is always in motion, evolving and dissolving in an endless cycle of creation and destruction. The river serves as a perfect metaphor for this law. With each moment it is renewed, its waters never the same, from one second to the next. Similarly, the man who steps into the river is not the same man who steps out, for he is changed by the experience. So in a world where the only constant is change, our power lies in adaptation, with the goal to emerge from each experience stronger, wiser, and more virtuous. Have you ever felt like you're living on autopilot, not fully engaged with your own life? What if I told you that you could change that starting today, not next year, not next month, but right now? This is not just about small tweaks, but a profound transformation of how you engage with the world and yourself. At the end of these lessons, I invite you to reflect. Which lesson resonated the most with you, and how will you apply this ancient wisdom to create a new, empowered version of yourself today? Lesson 1. Embracing the moment of choice. Do you ever stop to consider how many choices you make in a day and how these choices are shaping your life? The Stoics emphasize the power of choice and how it frames our destiny. Marcus Aurelius once remarked, "The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your decisions." Each decision is a thread in the fabric of your life's tapestry. What kind of life are you weaving? The Stoics taught that each moment presents a new opportunity for choice. Every morning when you wake up, you are faced with decisions that could either reinforce your old self or pave the way for a new one. It's in these moments that you have the power to shape your reality and, by extension, who you are. Practical application. Start each day with a deliberate decision that steers your day toward the positive. This could be as simple as choosing a healthy breakfast over a rushed, unhealthy option, or deciding to clean up and organize your environment instead of leaving it for later. Reflect on these choices at the end of the day. Did they bring you closer to the person you wish to become? This practice of mindful decision-making can transform mundane routines into powerful moments of self-creation. In addition to starting each day with a deliberate decision that positively steers your day, Marcus Aurelius would advocate for reflecting on the nature of those choices. He encouraged a practice where you not only make decisions, but also contemplate their impact on your character and life. Aurelius believed that our lives are the sum of our decisions, and each choice shapes us in profound ways. Practical exercise, the evening review. End each day with what the Stoics call an evening review, a practice deeply aligned with Marcus Aurelius's teachings. Take a few quiet moments before bed to reflect on the decisions you made throughout the day. Consider the following questions. How did my choices today align with my values and the person I aspire to be? What could I have done differently? What did I learn from the choices I made today? This reflection not only deepens your understanding of how daily choices impact your life, but also strengthens your decision-making skills for future choices. By regularly assessing your actions, you cultivate a more intentional and virtuous way of living, as Aurelius himself strived to do. Additional exercise: Stoic meditation on choice. Another way to deepen this practice, inspired by Marcus Aurelius, involves meditative thinking. Begin each morning with a meditation focused on foreseeing the day's potential challenges and the choices they might prompt. Visualize how you might respond to each situation in a way that embodies Stoic virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. This preparatory visualization helps set a purposeful tone for the day, equipping you to handle situations with the dignity and poise of a Stoic. Lesson 2. Cultivating contentment in the present. Have you ever caught yourself saying, "I'll be happy when," or "once I achieve this, I'll feel satisfied"? It's a common mindset. But what if I told you that the Stoics found a secret to happiness that involves letting go of these future-oriented conditions? Seneca once wrote, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." How often do you find yourself truly present and content with where you are right now? The Stoics taught that true contentment comes from embracing the present moment, without placing our happiness on future events or material possessions. They believed that the pursuit of happiness through external means is like chasing the horizon. It's always just out of reach. Instead, they encourage finding joy in the simplicity of everyday life and the growth we experience through our daily challenges. The key to this Stoic principle is detachment from the fruits of our actions while fully engaging in the actions themselves. By focusing on our current actions and attitudes, rather than the potential outcomes, we can cultivate a state of peace and satisfaction, regardless of the circumstances. Practical application. Try starting each day with a short meditation focused on gratitude for the present moment. Spend a few minutes in silence, reflecting on what you are thankful for today, not what you hope to achieve tomorrow. This simple practice can ground you in the present and help shift your perspective from one of lack to one of abundance. Throughout the day, gently remind yourself to return to the present whenever you find your mind drifting to what-if scenarios about the future. Lesson 3. Harnessing the power of perception. How often do you find your mood swayed by the opinions of others or the situations you find yourself in? The Stoics offer a powerful tool to combat this: the power of perception. Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." How do you typically react to challenges, and could changing your perception change your reaction? Perception is a central theme in Stoicism, emphasizing that our interpretations of events, not the events themselves, shape our emotions and behaviors. By adopting a mindset that views challenges as opportunities for growth, we can transform our experiences from being potentially negative to unequivocally positive. This shift in perception is not about denying the difficulty of situations, but about reframing them to see the hidden opportunities for personal development and mastery. The Stoics practiced this by regularly questioning their initial reactions to events, asking whether there was a more constructive way to view the situation. This method allows individuals to break free from automatic negative reactions and adopt a more resilient and proactive outlook. It's about finding strength in adversity and turning what seems like obstacles into stepping stones. Practical application. Start implementing this Stoic principle by keeping a daily journal where you write down challenging or upsetting events and actively reframe them. For instance, if you felt snubbed in a meeting, rather than dwelling on feelings of rejection, write down how this situation can enhance your resilience or push you to develop better communication skills. This practice of reframing can shift your perspective significantly, helping you to cultivate a more empowered and positive outlook on life. Lesson 4. Embracing the discipline of ascent. Consider this. How many of your daily reactions are automatic, perhaps even habitual? The Stoics teach us about the discipline of ascent, which involves consciously choosing whether to agree with the impressions we receive from the world. Marcus Aurelius asked, "Is this something that is, or is not, in my control?" How often do you pause to ask yourself this before reacting? The discipline of ascent is about developing mental fortitude by not automatically accepting every thought or impulse that comes to mind. It is the practice of evaluating our initial perceptions and deciding whether they align with reality and our values. This Stoic discipline teaches us that not every thought deserves our assent. We have the power to choose which ones we accept and act upon. By doing this, we protect our inner peace from being disturbed by erroneous or harmful impressions. Applying this principle involves a high level of self-awareness and self-control. It means taking a moment to step back from our immediate reactions and assess them critically. This pause gives us the space to respond rather than react, aligning our actions with our rational judgment and values, rather than with fleeting emotions or misperceptions. Practical application. To practice the discipline of ascent in daily life, try implementing a thought pause before reacting to anything significant or emotionally charged. When a strong emotion or immediate judgment arises, take a deep breath, count to 5, and ask yourself, "Is this impression accurate? Is it in my control? Does it align with my values? This moment of pause can help you avoid knee-jerk reactions and make decisions that reflect your true self and stoic principles. Building on Marcus Aurelius's teachings, the discipline of ascent is not only about pausing before reacting, but also deeply understanding the nature of our impressions and whether they truly reflect reality or are simply emotional reactions. Aurelius encouraged us to question our initial perceptions and seek clarity and truth before giving our assent to those perceptions. Practical exercise, the Stoic reflection. To deepen your practice of the discipline of ascent, consider incorporating a daily Stoic reflection, a technique inspired by Marcus Aurelius's own meditations. Each evening, take a moment to review situations where you felt a strong emotional reaction. Ask yourself, what were the initial impressions that led to these reactions? Were these impressions accurate, or were they distorted by my assumptions or biases? How can I respond more rationally to similar situations in the future? This reflective practice encourages you to not only pause before reacting, but also analyze the root causes of your impressions, helping to develop a more thoughtful and less reactive approach to life. Additional exercise, reality check prompt. Another practical method to strengthen the discipline of ascent involves setting up periodic reality check prompts throughout your day. Use reminders on your phone or sticky notes in your workspace that ask key questions such as, is this within my control? Am I assuming something without evidence? What would Marcus Aurelius do? These prompts serve as regular nudges to step back and assess the validity and usefulness of your current thoughts or reactions. This ongoing practice can help you cultivate a habit of assessing and controlling your ascent more effectively, aligning with the Stoic ideal of not being swayed by misleading perceptions, but responding based on reason and virtue. Lesson 5, the virtue of self-sufficiency. Do you rely heavily on external sources for your happiness and sense of security? The Stoics proposed a radical idea, true self-sufficiency. Epictetus suggested, freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control. What aspects of your life are you giving undue importance? Things that you really can't control? Self-sufficiency, according to the Stoics, doesn't mean isolating oneself or living in solitude, but finding contentment and peace within oneself, regardless of external circumstances. It is about developing an inner reservoir of strength and resilience that remains stable, even when the external world is in flux. This Stoic principle teaches that our happiness should not depend heavily on others or on material possessions, but on our own character and virtue. Achieving true self-sufficiency requires a deep understanding and acceptance of what is truly within our control, our own thoughts, actions, and reactions, and letting go of the rest. This understanding liberates us from the need for external approval or material excess, and cultivates a life of simplicity and deep personal satisfaction. Practical application. Begin cultivating self-sufficiency by setting aside time each day for reflection or meditation, focusing on what you can control, and releasing concerns about what you cannot. This practice helps to reinforce the understanding of where true control lies. Additionally, try to undertake a personal project or hobby that requires self-reliance and builds your confidence in your own abilities. This could be learning a new skill, creating something by hand, or solving a problem independently. These activities strengthen your sense of self-sufficiency and inner fulfillment. Lesson 6, the practice of mindful acceptance. How often do you find yourself resisting what life throws your way, wishing circumstances were different? The Stoics championed a practice known as mindful acceptance. Epictetus stated, "Do not seek to have events happen as you want them to, but instead want them to happen as they do happen, and your life will go well." How can you start applying this acceptance to enhance your daily peace and well-being? Mindful acceptance is about acknowledging and embracing things as they are, rather than as we wish they would be. This Stoic principle encourages us to see life's events, even the unpleasant ones, as opportunities for personal growth and learning. By accepting reality as it presents itself, without resistance or bitterness, we cultivate a sense of peace and resilience that buffers against the vicissitudes of life. This acceptance does not imply passivity or resignation, but is a proactive stance of engaging with life on its own terms. It involves recognizing our power to adapt and respond positively to whatever happens, rather than attempting to bend reality to our will. This way, we align ourselves with the natural flow of life, leading to a more harmonious existence. Practical application. To practice mindful acceptance, start each day with a simple affirmation. Today, I choose to accept life as it comes. Throughout the day, when you encounter frustration or disappointment, pause and remind yourself of this affirmation. Then, look for the opportunity in the circumstance. Is there a lesson to be learned, a strength to be gained, or a new avenue to explore? This shift in perspective can transform challenges into valuable experiences, helping you grow and maintain tranquility amid chaos. Lesson 7, the Stoic Art of Perspective Shifting. Have you ever noticed how a slight shift in perspective can completely change your experience of a situation? The Stoics taught that by altering our viewpoint, we can dramatically improve our emotional and psychological resilience. Seneca advised, "If you wish to be loved, love." How might shifting your perspective improve your interactions and emotional responses today? Perspective shifting is a critical Stoic tool that involves looking at situations through a different lens, often one that is more constructive or positive. This practice is not about denying reality, but about choosing to focus on aspects of a situation that empower us rather than those that drain us. By intentionally changing our focus, we can reduce feelings of helplessness and increase feelings of agency and optimism. This approach allows us to detach from the immediate emotional reactions that might cloud our judgment, and instead, engage with life's challenges in a way that fosters patience, understanding, and wisdom. The Stoics believed that the quality of our life depends not so much on what happens to us, but on how we view and respond to what happens. Practical application. To implement perspective shifting in daily life, begin by identifying a recurrent negative situation you face and deliberately choose to view it from a different angle. For instance, if you dread your daily commute, instead of focusing on the frustration of traffic, view this time as an opportunity for personal time to listen to your favorite podcast, music, or an audiobook. This practice of reframing can significantly alter your emotional landscape, turning moments of stress into opportunities for pleasure and learning. Lesson 8. Building resilience through voluntary discomfort. How often do you step out of your comfort zone? The Stoics practiced what is known as voluntary discomfort, a method to prepare oneself for unforeseen hardships and enhance personal endurance. Seneca once said, "Set aside a certain number of days, during which you shall be content with the scantiest and cheapest fare, with coarse and rough dress." What can this ancient practice teach us about resilience and self-sufficiency today? Voluntary discomfort involves intentionally placing oneself in challenging situations to develop a greater tolerance for hardship and uncertainty. This practice helps to fortify the spirit and prepare one for life's inevitable difficulties. By regularly experiencing discomfort voluntarily, the Stoics believed that one could diminish the impact of external conditions on their happiness and well-being. It teaches that discomfort and pleasure do not necessarily determine our happiness, rather, our responses to them do. This approach is beneficial not only for increasing resilience, but also for appreciating what one already has. When you return to your normal circumstances after a period of voluntary discomfort, you often find a renewed gratitude for the comforts and conveniences of your daily life, which you might have previously taken for granted. Practical application. To incorporate voluntary discomfort into your life, try taking cold showers or fasting for a day. The key is to challenge your usual comforts periodically in a controlled, safe manner. This practice not only boosts resilience, but also provides a profound appreciation for your everyday life, enhancing contentment with what you have. As you adapt to these challenges, notice how your capacity to handle stress and unexpected difficulties strengthens, reflecting the true resilience built through this powerful Stoic practice. Marcus Aurelius, a practitioner of Stoic exercises himself, would emphasize the importance of making these exercises a regular part of life to truly cultivate resilience and a Stoic mindset. His personal writings advocate for embracing difficulties as a way to fortify the spirit against the vicissitudes of life. Practical exercise. Stoic Week. Inspired by Marcus Aurelius's approach, you might undertake a Stoic Week, where you consciously incorporate elements of voluntary discomfort each day. This could involve day 1, fast for a day or skip a meal. Day 2, take only cold showers. Day 3, abstain from using all digital devices for a day. Day 4, withhold from a daily habit. Day 5, do not indulge in cravings for certain foods or snacks that may be unhealthy. Day 6, limit your spending to essential items only. Day 7, spend the day in silence, communicating only when absolutely necessary. This week-long practice is designed to expose you to different forms of discomfort, helping you to learn about your own limits and how you might expand them. Each exercise provides insight into different facets of life, encouraging growth and adaptation in varied areas. Additional exercise: daily Stoic journaling. Another practical application that complements the teachings of Marcus Aurelius is to keep a daily Stoic journal. After each day of your Stoic week, write down your reflections on the experience. What was the most challenging part of today's discomfort? How did I feel initially, and what changed by the end of the day? What did I learn about my capabilities and limits? How can I apply the insights from today's exercise to my everyday life? This journaling process deepens your understanding of each experience, embedding the lessons learned into your daily life, and aligning with Aurelius's habit of reflection as a way to internalize and apply Stoic principles. Lesson 9, the Stoic principle of reframing failure. How do you respond when things don't go as planned? The Stoics believed in the power of reframing failure as a stepping stone to success. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." How can viewing obstacles differently transform your approach to challenges and setbacks? Reframing failure involves viewing every setback not as a hindrance, but as an integral part of the path to success. This Stoic principle teaches us that failure is not the opposite of success, but a necessary part of the journey. By embracing failures and setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth, we cultivate resilience and perseverance. This mindset shift is crucial in maintaining motivation and preventing discouragement when facing life's inevitable obstacles. The practice of reframing failure encourages a deeper engagement with our goals and a more analytical approach to the obstacles we encounter. It shifts our focus from avoiding failure to leveraging it. Understanding that each failure provides valuable insights that are essential for refinement and eventual success. Practical application. To practice reframing failure, start by setting a personal or professional goal and then track your progress towards it. Each time you encounter a setback, take time to analyze it. What can be learned from this? How can this improve my next attempt? Document these reflections and use them to adjust your strategy. This practice not only minimizes the emotional impact of failing, but turns each failure into a lesson that builds wisdom and character, aligning perfectly with the Stoic path to personal growth. Lesson 10, embracing Stoic simplicity. How often do you find yourself overwhelmed by the complexity of modern life? The Stoics promote simplicity as a pathway to peace. Seneca advised, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." What steps can you take to simplify your life and reduce unnecessary desires? Embracing Stoic simplicity involves reducing life's complexities by focusing on what is essential. This philosophy teaches that true contentment comes from within and is not dependent on external possessions or status. By stripping away the non-essential and focusing on our internal virtues, we cultivate a life that is both more fulfilling and less susceptible to the chaos of external circumstances. This simplification allows for a clearer focus on personal ethics and self-development, core aspects of Stoic living. This approach also encourages us to question the necessity and value of our pursuits and possessions, leading to a more mindful and intentional lifestyle. It's about distinguishing between what we want and what we need, and finding satisfaction in the latter. Simplifying isn't just about having less, but about being more. It's about realigning our lives so that we can live more fully in accordance with our true values. Practical application. Begin by decluttering your physical and digital spaces. Choose one area at a time, your desk, your closet, or your email inbox, and remove anything that you haven't used in the past year. This act of decluttering can be liberating, reducing stress and distraction. After clearing out the unnecessary, establish a habit of questioning future acquisitions. Do I need this? Why do I want it? How does it serve my fundamental goals? This practice helps maintain simplicity by preventing clutter from reaccumulating and keeps you grounded in Stoic principles. Lesson 11. Fostering Stoic Mindfulness. How often do you truly live in the moment? The Stoics practiced mindfulness by deeply engaging with the present, advocating a life where one is fully aware of now, rather than being distracted by the past or future. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice." How can practicing mindfulness enhance your focus and appreciation of the present? Stoic mindfulness is about maintaining a conscious awareness of our actions, thoughts, and feelings without being overwhelmed by them. It encourages a disciplined attention to the present, allowing us to respond to life's challenges with reason rather than emotion. This focus enhances our ability to make decisions that are aligned with our core values and to live a life of purpose and integrity. Engaging in Stoic mindfulness also helps in cultivating tranquility by minimizing the mental clutter that often leads to anxiety and stress. It teaches us to appreciate the small moments, understanding that life is a series of nows rather than a past to regret or a future to worry about. By focusing on the present, we gain a deeper appreciation for our lives as they are, without constant dissatisfaction or desire for more. Practical application. To integrate Stoic mindfulness into your daily routine, try a simple exercise called the 5-minute focus. Several times a day, pause whatever you are doing and spend 5 minutes fully engaging with your immediate environment or task. Notice the details of your surroundings, the sensations in your body, and any thoughts or emotions that arise. Observe them without judgment and let them pass without attachment. This practice helps to anchor you in the present moment, enhancing both your mental clarity and your ability to enjoy the richness of life as it unfolds. Lesson 12. Cultivating the virtue of temperance. How often do you find balance in your actions and desires? The Stoics emphasize the virtue of temperance, which involves self-control and moderation in all aspects of life. Marcus Aurelius reminded us, "Keep yourself simple, good, pure, serious, free from affectation, a friend of justice, a worshiper of the gods, kind, affectionate, strenuous in all proper acts." How can the practice of temperance lead to a more balanced and fulfilling life? Temperance, or moderation, is a fundamental Stoic virtue that governs our desires and actions, ensuring they are in harmony with our reason. This virtue is not about denying oneself pleasures, but about finding the right measure in which to enjoy them without excess or deficiency. By practicing temperance, We align our appetites with rational thought, preventing the extremes that lead to personal and social disharmony. It helps us develop a measured approach to life's challenges and opportunities, enhancing our decision-making and interpersonal relationships. Embracing temperance involves a conscious effort to regulate our impulses and make thoughtful choices rather than succumbing to extremes. This balance is crucial, not only in our personal consumption, but also in our emotional responses. The Stoics viewed temperance as essential for maintaining both physical health and mental well-being, as it encourages a steadiness that is resistant to the turbulent forces of excess. Practical application. To practice temperance in daily life, start by identifying one area where you tend to overindulge. This could be eating, spending, screen time, or emotional reactions, and set specific limits to moderate your behavior. For instance, if you find yourself constantly checking your phone, you might decide to check it only at set times of the day. Alternatively, if emotional reactivity is an issue, practice pausing and reflecting before responding to high-stress situations. This conscious moderation will not only improve your self-discipline, but also free you from the highs and lows associated with overindulgence. We have explored everything from embracing the moment of choice to cultivating the virtue of temperance, each offering a unique tool to help you reinvent yourself and master the art of living well. As Stoics, we learn to focus on what truly matters, our actions, our responses, and our values, finding strength and tranquility in our inner resilience. Now, as we conclude our exploration, I invite you to reflect. Which lesson resonated the most with you, and how will you apply this ancient wisdom to create a new, empowered version of yourself today? Remember, the path to transformation is walked one step at a time. Start small, think big, and embrace the Stoic journey to personal excellence. Thank you for joining me on this transformative adventure. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and continue to cultivate your Stoic spirit.